the first version of the final cut down, even though there will probably be several other versions, happened yesterday. David Bell made the team, the Browns wide receiver. He was a third-round pick. Siaki Ika, a third-round pick, defensive tackle, did not make the football team. Michael Hall ended up on the exempt list. I'm going to talk about Jameis Winston here in a moment.
Countdown to the season opener brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
And away we go. Danny Cunningham in for Tone. By the way, two-second trivia. You can win a four-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. You could be eating waffle doodles, but you have to answer two questions within 2 seconds each. Technically, you get 4 seconds to answer two questions, but they're 2 seconds each. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
Two-second trivia, 7:45, your chance to be eating some Mr. Hero. I had a waffle doodle 2 weeks ago.
How was it?
Exceptional.
Brilliant. Congratulations on all your success.
Exceptional. It's a little, you got to get used to it at first because you're eating, you know, the bread is waffles.
Right.
But it's exceptional.
The whole time were you eating it, were you thinking about how they were imported from Belgium?
I couldn't believe, I go, these were flown in this morning. I go, what time? They probably are never not in the air flying these waffles in from Belgium. From Brussels, no less.
Yes.
That might get brought up in 2 second trivia. We'll find out. It's up to us. 216-474-0092. Would you trade Jameis Winston? There's a rumor out there that they might be willing to do so. Some people have espoused that it's the possibility of the same thing, the Joe Flacco-ism that we brought up last year. I'm fully convinced that they were never going to bring back Joe Flacco because of the fever of Flacco with the fan base, and they don't want that to put even more pressure on their franchise quarterback. I don't think that that has anything to do with the possibility of Jameis Winston being traded. But the thing is that it just seems to be so nonsensical to trade Jameis Winston that people are going to think those things. So I can't blame them for thinking those things. You asked me, what did you ask me about Jameis Winston? Or how many games
do you need from Deshaun Watson? Because all of us can agree, Deshaun Watson probably not going to play 17 games.
No.
He's shown to be pretty fragile.
15 games. To make the playoffs? About 14, 15 games.
If he gives you 15 games, even if he gives you 14 probably 15. Games. So say he gives you 15 games. I think you can get by with DTR as your backup. I think that is a real possibility.
Why get by with something when I can just have the better player and go out and win?
I think
or have
could,
the better chance to win.
You could win those two games with DTR. I think that is a
but
very
why
real
make
possibility.
My job for, why make my job harder if my goal, and excuse me, my expectation now is to make the playoffs? I'm not interested in next year. How many guys have they signed to big deals if they were worried? How many guys have they traded for if they were worried about next year? If you were worried about next year, you wouldn't have traded for Jerry Jeudy. You wouldn't have signed Jerry Jeudy to a contract. You wouldn't have done any of that stuff. Who cares about? I don't care about next year.
I mean,
I don't care about next year. I care about this year. I care about making the playoffs this year with Deshaun Watson, him showing me that he's the type of quarterback that keep their head above water.
Sure.
I don't care about this next season and the season after that. I need to get to where I need to go this year. I need Jameis Winston on my football team, Danny.
I don't know that you need Jameis Winston on your football team to do that. I truly don't.
You might not, but why would I put myself in a worse position?
I don't know that it is a worse position because I think there's a better chance. Is there a better chance Jameis Winston can go out and win a game? Sure. There's also a much better chance he can go out and lose you a game because of who Jameis Winston is as a quarterback.
Okay, but I think there's a much better chance that Dorian Thompson-Robinson can go out there and lose you a game. Who's got the better chance to win your football game?
See, I think Jameis Winston has a better chance to win it and lose it because I don't think Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to play as aggressively as we know Jameis Winston plays. Jameis Winston, throughout his entire career, has been prone to mistakes. He's always been prone to mistakes. I don't know that DTR is going to be prone to those same mistakes. I think, and we have seen this with Kevin Stefanski, where he's been able to get the most out of quarterbacks. Maybe he could do that with Jameis Winston, too. I don't know. The results so far have not been great, but I don't know. I think that he can get Dorian Thompson-Robinson the same way he did against Pittsburgh last year to go out and don't screw it up for a game.
DTR still went out there and threw four picks against one touchdown last season. I mean,
and
if he's not...
Part of that, I cannot put any fault on him in that Baltimore Ravens game. I think it's totally unfair to bring up anything that happened in that day.
But I'm still looking at a guy who, he's not going to take the risks that Jameis Winston takes, but he's still going to turn the ball over, and he's still going to put us in a worse position.
Maybe Jameis not Winston to the extent just Jameis does.
Who's the better quarterback overall then, Danny?
Jameis, but I don't think
Jameis
it's like
is a better quarterback. Then you keep the better quarterback.
Gap. I don't think it's some giant gap.
I think the gap's a little bit bigger than you want to admit.
I think Jameis is fine, but I think he makes a ton of mistakes.
Of course he makes a ton of mistakes. That's why he's not a starter. But Joe Flacco also made a ton of mistakes. Joe Flacco was no longer a starter at that time. You had a hot hand. I don't need him for an entire season to where eventually he would get exposed. Like, I think Joe Flacco was probably on the way to being exposed.
Oh, he was.
I don't think that that's the case, but I do think that with Jameis Winston, if I needed him for two games or three games somewhere in there in spot duty, I think he would probably be a much more substantial threat to any defense to have to get ready for than Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
He'd be a more substantial threat. He'd be a more substantial threat to the Browns, too. I firmly believe that.
Oh, gosh. I think he can
go out and win you a game. He can go out and lose you a game by himself.
Of course he can.
And I think that with Kevin Stefanski, Dorian Thompson-Robinson has less of a chance of imploding.
So you'd rather have Dorian
way.
You're just telling me you'd rather have DTR as the backup than
Jameis
Winston.
Not necessarily, but I'm saying I understand looking at trading him away.
Well, yeah, if somebody offers you something silly for him, like, I can't say no to everything.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm
still
willing to do that.
I mean, what am I going to get for Jameis Winston right now in a trade?
I don't know. What does someone want to offer you? But you have to be willing to have the conversation, and that's what I've said.
The best,
my argument is I'm willing to listen. Yours is that you're not.
I would listen to something that would probably be irrational for another team to trade him to me for. Like, if someone's going to give me even a fourth-round pick, like, okay, fine, I guess I have to consider that. But no team's going to give me a fourth-round pick
for
Jameis Winston. I do know that.
Maybe.
At least as of you said right now, would I trade him right? 216-474-0092. Am I nuts? Would you trade Jameis Winston? Maybe you would. I don't think you would, but let me know. If you were to trade him right now, this is what you're talking about. Because there might be some team out there that has a bad injury, that's a very talented team, mm-hmm. that maybe would give you, by the end of the trade deadline, by Halloween, would give you something in the neighborhood of a fourth-round pick. I don't believe it. And if they're willing to give you such a thing, are you then have to think, is the fourth-round pick worth it? Or would Jameis Winston, in case you had to break glass, would he be worth it? Because some team is obviously, that's good, is operating desperately. Because a team that's not good, if they just lose their quarterback, they're not going to go make a trade for Jameis Winston.
Right.
They're already thinking for next year. A team that's good, that's willing to trade that much for Jameis, you have to then turn around right around and say, is this guy worth holding on just in case we have to use him? I think that that would probably be more worth the fourth round pick then, because again, you're trying to do something this year, not in years future.
Right, and I do think that the price today should be higher than if we get to the trade deadline and that needs to happen and the Browns feel like they're in a really good spot.
I don't think I'd give you anything for him right now. I think all these teams
I'm
are set.
The price the Browns should want for him today. Not the price other teams would be willing to give up for him today, the price the Browns should want for him today. I don't think a trade's going to happen. I'm saying the Browns should be open to it. If the price is right, they should be open to it. Jameis Winston is not some untouchable.
No, I can't say he's untouchable.
That's what my argument is. Is that I'm fine trading him. He's not some untouchable. If the price is right, the Browns should make that move. There should be nothing.
But I don't think the price isn't going to be right. The price isn't going to be realistic.
Yet. Maybe it is.
From who?
I don't know.
Would you give up a fourth-round pick for Jameis Winston?
I'm not an NFL GM. I'm not a big Jameis Winston fan.
Okay,
but it only
so you wouldn't give
one.
Up a fourth-round. So I need one idiot out of 32 smart people.
Are we sure there's 32 smart people?
I assume there's 32 smart people. They make foolhardy decisions, or their owners make those decisions for them. But there's smart
people.
I'm not
sure there's one bumbling idiot, though, in the NFL.
There's
either.
32 smart people, but they don't work for 32 different teams.
We know that there's plenty of people out there who are smarter than NFL general managers. That's true, but it's not like they're stupid idiots. Exactly what Owen said. They're not bumbling around. They're not the guy in draft day calling up in a sweat to Kevin Costner. They're not doing that. You're not going to get a huge price for Jameis Winston, and there's no way I'd trade him right now, considering that we don't know. I mean, there's people sending me DMs. Is he hurt? Is he going to be able to play week one? I mean, talking about Deshaun Watson. There's no way in hell. That's why I can't understand why Jameis Winston is even being talked about as a possible trade.
I'm not saying they're going to trade him right now. I'm saying that if the price is right, they have to listen.
216-474-0092. Let me get to Frank and Garfield. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, guys. Hey, so I think really the only team that would trade for Jameis, this is like a break glass in case of emergency, is the Chargers. Depending on like where they're at in their season, how things are going. You know, they're the only team, them or the Ravens, really. Those are the only teams where I just don't feel comfortable about the backup quarterback situation that they have. Obviously, the Ravens have more to play for this year than what the Chargers possibly have, but they're the only team I really see a possibility of making a trade. As for why the Browns might do this, Andrew Berry has always shown that he has the capability of kind of like showcasing the league what they have and what they're willing to do. He's not shy of making trades. Do I think that they're going to make a trade? No, but I think they're just shopping.
They would have to have, and he hasn't had a great preseason. Jameis didn't. He's playing with twos. I think I could explain that away to myself. He would have to be so terrible behind the scenes, and he's not. I'm telling you, he's not. He'd have to be so terrible behind the scenes.
He's a great locker room guy.
So he'd have to be horrible, he'd have to be horrible behind the scenes for me to consider it. The Chargers, I think, is a possibility. I was saying more for Tyler Huntley, though, Frank. They got Easton Stick right now. He is not very good, but right now you do have Desmond Ridder, who's on the chopping block after he just got cut. You have Bailey Zappe, who just got cut. Who the hell is the other quarterback? There's another quarterback that just got cut that I can't think of right off the top of my head. And if you're the
Skylar Thompson down in Miami?
No. Skylar Thompson, I think, stayed. Matt White got cut. Thank you.
Oh.
Mike White.
Yes, Mike White. Mike White. Not the mayor.
White Mike.
Yeah, there you go. But no, Frank, Frank, thank you, because you jogged my memory on that. I think if you're the Chargers, you do have time if you're Jim Harbaugh. I think that they think they can run the football and they don't need to make a huge trade because you're eventually going to have Justin Herbert coming back. Their whole idea was to be able to protect Justin Herbert to make the plays that he needs to make to accentuate what he has. I thought the Chargers before the injury could possibly run themselves into a wild card spot on the ground. I don't think that that's going to be possible with Easton Stick, but I do think that they intend to keep their head above water. I don't think Easton Stick's very good. I thought it might be a situation where Tyler Huntley would go there. I don't think they would give up what it would take for me to give up Jameis Winston, because I need Jameis Winston. I don't think there's anybody out there that thinks that Deshaun Watson is going to play all 17 games this coming season.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.